Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. TikTok's last chance? President-elect Trump asking the Supreme Court to postpone the congressionally mandated deadline for the social media platform to sell or be banned.
In a friend of the court brief, the president-elect urges the justices to delay the TikTok sale deadline and give him time to, quote, pursue a negotiated resolution that would save the popular app while also addressing national security concerns. Trump's nominee to be Solicitor General, who submitted the filing, says Trump alone possesses the consummate deal-making expertise, the electoral mandate, and the political will to negotiate a resolution to save the platform.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Explosion at a Tyson Foods poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia. A woman sleeping in her truck driver husband's 10-wheel tractor was killed when part of it burned. Several others injured. CBS and his family announced the death from cancer at age 78 of longtime sportscaster Greg Gumbel. This is ABC News. Murder and arson indictments here in New York City for Sebastian Zepeda, accused of lighting a sleeping woman on fire inside a subway train in Brooklyn, killing her. It happened on Sunday, and authorities still don't know who the woman was.
It's a priority for me, for my office, for the police department to identify this woman so we can notify her family of what had happened to her.
Kings County, New York, District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
We know that there's a family just because someone appears to have been living, you know, in the situation of homelessness does not mean that there's not going to be family devastated by, you know, the tragic way she lost her life.
Gonzalez hopes fingerprints and advanced DNA will determine the woman's identity. Zepeda to be back in court January 7th. He's a Guatemalan migrant who, say, immigration officials entered the U.S. illegally. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
A close call from Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, number 9th ranked Marquette narrowly escaped with a win on the road today in Cincinnati against Xavier. Although the Golden Eagles were up by 15, Xavier took the lead with 2 minutes left. Marquette held on to win 72-70. Head coach Shaka Smart says, although Cam Jones had 20 points, it wasn't his best showing.
You know, David Joplin, Stevie Mitchell, those guys, intensity on the defensive end was huge. Cam can and will be more efficient. Chase Ross can and will be much, much better than he was today, but it's nice to be able to get out of here with a win with neither one of those guys necessarily playing their best.
NBA, the Bucks host the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee. Last night, the Bucks lost to the Cavaliers in Cleveland, 124-101. At one point, the Cavaliers had a 36-point lead.
You know, actually contemplating not playing anybody in the second half. You know, tonight, there's no barometer. There's no read on tonight's game. I'm just going to say that. We learned nothing.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Batman fans eagerly awaiting the second installment of the new franchise will have to tap the brakes. Variety reports that the Matt Reeves-directed Batman 2 has been delayed a year and will now hit theaters in 2027. The film was originally slated for an IMAX release that would hit theaters October 2nd of 2026. Warner Brothers has announced that taking those screens will be a new Tom Cruise film that they are hoping to get on the big screen to qualify for the 2026 Oscar season. Here's one of Pete's picks, The Order, starring Jude Law as an an FBI agent tracking a white supremacist group is a really solid watch. Based on a true story from the 1980s, Law tracks the gang as they rob banks and set bombs off, terrorizing the Pacific Northwest. The film has good action and is a great detective story. The Order also stars Nicholas Hoult as the leader of the criminal group, Ty Sheridan as a local sheriff's deputy, and Journey Smollett as an FBI agent. The film has been a hit with critics and audiences alike. Strongly recommend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, a few foggy areas as well, a low close to 40. For the afternoon, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky, your Saturday high in the mid-40s. Maybe a shower Sunday once again, highs in the low 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, what does former FBI and CIA Director William Webster have to say about Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard? Also, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, on the rise of homelessness and political exhaustion. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov, a message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. You ever heard of Brianna Boston? Brianna Boston is a little old lady down in Florida who had a claim with UnitedHealthcare. And actually, I'm pretty sure it was UnitedHealthcare. I might be wrong. But she had a claim with her insurance company. And she called, and it was denied. And so she called up, and when, you know, try and appeal it, and they just basically said, screw you, we're going to deny your claim. Tough luck. You're going to have to pay it, not us. And her response was, and I quote, delay, deny, depose. Healthcare companies played games and deserved karma from the world because they are evil. And she went on to say that she used the phrase, because that's what's in the news right now. So the Lakeland police chief, Sam Taylor, arrested her. She's being held on $100,000 bail for terroristic threats. And I'm looking at Kasim Rashid's newsletter, Let's Address This. It's over on Substack. If you go to Substack and just plug in Let's Address This, it'll come right up. And he says, you know, what actual threat did she make? He says, as an attorney who represents women who are survivors of domestic violence, I cannot count how many times a survivor sought a restraining order against an abusive partner and could not attain it because despite past abuse and despite the new threat to bash your face in, that phrase was too vague and unclear. What makes Blue Cross, it was Blue Cross and Blue Shield she was talking about, so special that they deny a woman's health care claim and then get her arrested for terrorism because she peacefully and verbally expressed her frustration. He says, likewise, as a human rights lawyer who has also literally survived violent death threats made against me and even testified in federal court against the men who threatened to kill me, I have to ask, what about her statement as a threat? Delay, deny, depose is a common insurance statement. Brilliant. Brilliant. Meanwhile, 62% of Americans... Now, this is a survey that was just done by Gallup, you know, in the wake of the assassination of Brian Thompson. 62% of Americans now believe the government should make sure that all Americans have health care coverage. We're getting there. We're getting there. We're going to have some significant setbacks over the next 2 years, and it's going to be a really rough time. America's going to descend into darkness. There is no doubt about that. We're you know, it's all around us. They're crowing about it. They're bragging about it. But that said, I, you know me. I've always been an optimist. I think we're going to bounce back from this, and I think we're going to bounce back well. I really think the fourth turning is here. And I think that were it not for Elon Musk and Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump would not be coming into the White House, and we would be seeing a new and progressive administration. But, you know, we'll have to wait 4 years for that. We'll all be a little older. Hopefully we'll still be around. Meanwhile, Alvin Bragg has some legal options for Judge Merchan. Of course, Alvin Bragg prosecuted Donald Trump in Judge Merchan's courtroom. Judge Merchan ruled that Donald Trump, or the jury ruled, that he was guilty of 34 felonies of fraud and tax evasion and other things. And so Merchan asked Bragg, you know, what do I do now? The guy's going to be president, and the Supreme Court says he has immunity. And the Justice Department says you can't prosecute a sitting president, so we can't act against him. What do we do? So Bragg wrote this 81-page document, and he has basically three suggestions. And I think they're all quite reasonable. And none of them involve just dropping the charges and walking away, by the way. The first is that Merchan should go ahead and sentence Donald Trump before January 20th. Go ahead and sentence him, and then just hold the sentence in abeyance until he gets out of the White House. And even appeals would be held in abeyance. The second is that the entire case, including the sentence, could go on ice until after the end of Trump's presidency. In other words, with or without a sentence. And the third option, which is described as the most innovative option, invokes the abatement doctrine. Typically, this is a doctrine that's typically applied when somebody is in the middle of a legal process, they're being prosecuted, or they've been prosecuted and they're in an appeals process, and they die. And so what happens here is the conviction stays on the record, even if there's an appeal ongoing. And the note in the record is made that the defendant was convicted, and therefore the presumption of innocence was removed. In all three of these cases, Donnie would still be a felon. So, you know, seems like a reasonable thing. Seems like a very reasonable thing. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Jim in Kansas City, Kansas. Hey, Jim, what's up? Happy holidays.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good, good. What's up?
Can you hear me okay?
Sure, just fine.
Okay. Over the last 2 weeks or last month, I've heard a lot of people calling in about the 14th Amendment. And you had Pocan and Representative Guy Paul on. And here's the way I see it. Trump versus Anderson had nothing to do about the 14th Amendment. It was about keeping Trump off the ballot.
Based on the 14th Amendment.
Right. But here's the thing. He's not in violation of the 14th Amendment until he's sworn in on January 20th.
Correct. It's a point I keep making. Yes, I agree with you, Jim.
So if some legal scholars, Neil Katyal or Mark Elias or Jamie Raskin and them get a court case together for that, I think it should be heard again for the real 14th Amendment case, I would call it.
I agree. Although I don't think it's going to happen. Everybody's obeying in advance right now, and I can't stop it. But you're absolutely right. What the Supreme Court said was, you can't remove him from the ballot because the 14th Amendment doesn't say he can't run for public office. It says he can't hold public office. And so keep him on the ballot.
Right,
and I think they fully expected he would lose the election.
Well, you can't put the cart before the horse. That's, I think, what, unless you're a Republican now, they don't believe in hypotheticals unless it's to benefit them.
Right.
The Supreme Court, that is.
Yeah.
You know, so Alito and Thomas can, you know, give hints of what they need to do if a case doesn't go through like they did in the Josh Hawley's wife case about the abortion and affecting them doctors. But I think that they need to put something or have cases against him to kind of tie him up so they can't have frivolous cases on other issues. You know what I mean?
Right. I agree with you, Jim. I suspect that the Supreme Court would refuse to grant cert to a case like that because they just don't want to get involved in this because the law is so clear and because nobody in the Democratic Party is saying what you and I are saying. And so, you know, he's just going to slide in there like a greased pig, you know.
And what's the amendment in the Constitution for then if that's the way they're going to?
Well, you're echoing my sentiments, Jim. I agree.
Hey, look, Tom, I appreciate everything you and your staff do, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for your kind words and you know, spot on. I like I said, I agree with you. Philip in Westchester, Illinois. Hey, Philip, what's on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I'd like to thank you for your work I ran into in the Wisdom School articles.
Oh, sure.
You've got going on.
Yeah, wisdomschool.com. And, thank you.
Right. And they're very informative for people who are looking for more peace in this turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper kind that allows one to stand in the face of this kind of insanity and still maintain a try to maintain peace.
Yeah, it's where I write stuff that's not political. Yeah.
Right. And it is the person-to-person contact that makes the revolution that's going to happen possible.
Mm.
It's going to be the people not having groceries, heat, not having services for whatever they need, medical, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when we get to standing up for each other that we will begin to do that, and we will start to be non-corporate droids rather than, you know, we'll be citizens of the United States again instead of corporate droids.
Yep.
I don't know how to describe the commons these days. We don't have the internet. Like, how did they get word on the, you know, that the Crispus Attucks died, the black guy? The first one in Lexington that died on the Commons, right?
Yeah.
We have those Boston kinds of things happening. Yeah, like
I think the internet is a common, and I think it should be owned by the federal government. As it is in many other countries.
It ought to be the new post. It is what the post is. It's what the intent was.
Yeah.
The ability to reach a medium by which others can talk to others without regard to the government.
Yep. I agree. I agree, Philip. And it's been a long time. I mean, since the 1950s, since America had a robust conversation about what is the commons and what's the government's role with regard to the commons. And I think that now is the time, in particular, given that the commons is about to come under massive assault at every level by the Trump administration. Now is the time to have that conversation. And I'll be talking about it more going forward.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Morning light breaks through, a fresh start anew, another day to seize with a clear view. No need to worry about what's coming next. Just live in the now, let go of the rest.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour and picking up your calls here. Devon in Pittsburgh. Hey, Devon, what's up?
Hello?
Hi. What's on your mind today?
Oh, sorry. Well, actually, it happened earlier this week. The EPA announced that they're banning TCE, which is trichloroethylene solvent, and PERC, which is like a daughter product of trichloroethylene. And that's really wonderful and important and good for people, especially those like myself who grew up in Superfund sites where we weren't always made aware of the solvent in our drinking water. So if you happen to grow up in South Scottsdale, Arizona, yes, that's Scottsdale, Arizona, you may well have been in the North Indian Benwash Superfund cleanup site. Wow. And that trichloroethylene that was in our drinking water that we filled our pools with, that we showered in, that we washed our clothes in, that we drank every day, that water had a lot, pardon me, of TCE in it. And so there was a lawsuit and everything. And it's not only Scottsdale, it's actually, you know, one of the most common found groundwater contaminants in the United States. And I met a woman once who worked for a company that did Superfund cleanups at marine bases, marine installations. Maybe it wasn't marine, but it wasn't Army. Maybe it was Air Force. Anyway, she told me she actually thought that all Superfund sites were military sites because that's all she'd ever known. So it's ubiquitous.
Yeah.
And the darndest thing about this new ban on the chemical is that EPA was persuaded to put in an exception for the Department of Defense last 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let me amplify that. When I was 19 or 20, my doctor was my girlfriend's mother. And I must have been younger than that, because by the time I was 19 or 20, I was dating or living with Louise. I must have been like 17 or 18. And I had a really painful boil, and so she knocked me out to Lancet with a thing called trialene mask. And it was a mask that you put on your face and you inhale out of, you know, air that goes past a wick that was dipped into a little can of a solvent, which was trichloroethylene. They were using it like ether. They were using it like a general anesthetic. And it was quite pleasant. I mean, I was very, very stoned from it. And then maybe 5 years later, when I was in my mid-20s, I read that they had discontinued using trialene masks, and I basically outlawed them because they discovered that trichloroethylene was causing liver cancer like crazy. So
not only that, but the nurses, Tom, and this is documented, that were working around those triethylene masks started miscarrying their babies.
Oh, my.
And so that was one of the earliest indications. So, in fact, when EPA scientists first looked at trichloroethylene, they recommended a maximum contaminant level of zero.
Yeah.
Now, that was not adhered to.
I mean, thank God I've survived it. Although it might have had something to do with why I got prostate cancer. I don't know, but I doubt it. Because it seems to like the liver.
The Marines at Camp Lejeune, you know, Jerry Ensminger, mm-hmm. Helped move the legislation forward because his little girl born on the base died at 9 years old of cancer. Trichloroethylene, like I said, it's ubiquitous. But the worst part is that, you know, DOD gets this exemption as if there's some force field that exists around the children who live on the base, as if they're not going to die from the exposure. And it's really annoying because the Department of Defense is still burning.
Well, what's amazing to me is, you know, I was exposed to this stuff and then learned that it was a carcinogen literally 50 years ago. It's taken that long. It's taken a half a century. For the EPA to ban this, if what you're telling me is correct, Yvonne.
That is correct. And they took it out of the operating rooms first because there seemed to be a connection. Then when people started dying and getting brain cancer around the plants where TCE was used, like the government electronics group at Motorola.
Yeah, it was used to clean circuit boards, too. I remember that.
Exactly. Right.
I gotta run, right. Yvonne. But thank you. Thanks for the information. That's fascinating. Brings back grim memories. 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your call statements.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra. Capterra.com. Capterra.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Hey, you ever watch your diet and start get out there and exercising to try to get your cholesterol numbers down, and it just doesn't quite seem to work well? Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is actually Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Now, of course, you want to do diet and exercise as well, but Superbarium is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism and your blood sugar levels, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking my Superbarium. Always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your health, your heart health, Superbarium Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbarium.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarium, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarium.com, and the code is TOM.
In the small acts of kindness, in the words we say, we can light up the world.
Back 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls. Here's on the Anything Goes Weekend, Ziggy in Oneonta, New York. Hey, Ziggy, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I'd like to talk to you about the next recession that starts next month.
Okay.
And I was having a conversation with my family over Thanksgiving, trying to prepare them ahead of time for what we can do personally because of financial things I think may happen next year. Mm-hmm. And we got into this good discussion on this. And like my daughter had mentioned, which I thought was profound, she says, do you mean the government's going from merely corrupt to very corrupt? I said, yeah, exactly. That's what we're talking about here. And, you know, we've done things in the past, like buy government I bonds for the kids and things like that. And I said, I don't know if we want to do that because the full faith and credit of the American government is in jeopardy right now.
Yeah.
And I really don't know where we should place our finances because under the same token, the banks may have problems, and you know, having cash may not be good when inflation starts going out of sight, you know, and they want to devalue it. So I don't have a good answer to that, but I just want to make all my family members aware and thought I should share that with you because I saw that was on your list of items. And one of the other things I said we can do right now is anything that you think, it's a fairly major item, that will be hit by the tariffs next year, in the next 6 months that you're planning on buying, maybe pick them up now so that way they'll be cheaper, you know. But that's only a short-term plan on that. So that's kind of how I'm trying to deal with it, but I don't have a good answer for everyone. So part of it is we have to wait to see what starts happening, and then we may have to react instead of act early. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. You know, there's a couple of people that whose opinions I really respect in the financial, you know, investment realm. We've had some of them on
yes.
this program in the past, and we may do that again in the future. And generally what they're all telling me is don't panic. You know, the system
right.
is fairly resilient, and in fact, many of the things that Trump is proposing will make corporations more profitable. So if you're talking about, you know, if you're talking about investments or the stock market, which is not the economy, and that's an important point to make, if you're talking
right.
about that, then it you know, it's possible there won't be a crash. I'm skeptical. Every single Republican president since Ronald Reagan, when they put in, and actually you could go all the way back to Herbert Hoover, when they put in massive tax cuts, they get a recession. It happened to Reagan. It happened
yeah.
to Bush. It happened to Trump. It happened to Hoover. You know, you do tax cuts, you get a recession. Eisenhower raised taxes or maintained high taxes and no recession. Well, actually, he did have a recession in 1956, I think it was.
Go ahead.
Well,
finish your thought, please.
I was done.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, my concern is that the reason why the stock market is going up, or one of the many reasons, as Larry talks about all the time, is the quantitative easing And these companies aren't doing anything new or innovative, and the CEOs are just sucking money out of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to come to a point where it's just going to have to stop.
Well, it has. And when I'm talking about, he's been doing quantitative tightening now for the last year and a half, I think.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
They're, and selling, I'm also thinking they're like, selling back into the marketplace those stocks and bonds that they had purchased. So, the American economy is the most robust economy in the world. And
I realize that.
And Biden has made massive investments in our economy. And the majority of those investments are not going to show, did not show up this year. The majority of those investments are showing up next year and the year after, because they're large construction projects that go through a 1 or 2 year permitting process. So, we're going to see huge economic stimulus coming from Biden that Trump, of course, will take credit for. So I'm just not convinced that the sky is about to fall.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, unless Trump decides not to send them because those people are in the wrong states, among other things.
Well, except that over 70% of all the benefits of both the Inflation Reduction Act and the infrastructure bill legislation are benefits accrued to red states, even though they have smaller populations than the blue states.
Right.
Because cities tend to keep their infrastructure together, and it's the rural areas that have been falling apart for decades. So we'll see.
Yes. I thought I'd throw that out there because I know you were talking about making it a topic today.
Yeah, I reached out yesterday to a fellow I know with an investment firm in New York that does really good work. Several people I know invest all their money with them, and asked if he wanted to come on the show, and he's talking to his associates. But we'll see. We'll see. Ziggy, thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Arthur in Monterey, California. Hey, Arthur, what's up? I love Monterey, by the way. Such a beautiful town. What's on your mind? Arthur? Watching Free Speech TV in Monterey, California? Going once? Going twice? Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, can you hear me?
Yes, hearing you through KBCS, which is a fundraising campaign, and can I put a couple plugs in for it?
Oh, yeah, if KBCS is doing a fundraiser, and most of our nonprofits are probably in a fundraising drive right now, and please support them.
KBCS is B is in Birmingham, C is in Carolina, and S is in South for our red state listeners and viewers, I guess. But the reason I like them is because of their Bluegrass Plus, their National Native News regular morning spots. So I'm guessing those are the two unique features it has of any station in the country.
Plus,
so,
they carry
anyway.
The show.
Pardon?
Plus, they carry all 3 hours of the show live. God bless them.
Yes. I don't know if other PBS stations can afford to give that much time away to Tom Hartman, but maybe you can subsidize them. And
we do. We give it to them for free. It's the show is. We do not charge our affiliates a penny for this show. None of them, and our nonprofit affiliates. When they ask, I do fundraisers for them. I'll record liners and promos. I'm a big fan of our nonprofit affiliates, and of course our for-profit affiliates. I record advertisements for them. So anyhow, Roger, that's not what you called about, is it?
Not as good as Susan Stanberg, but you'll do.
Thank you.
All right, had to pull your leg a little bit.
I get it.
So I'm lobbying for the long view. I was a Eagle Scout and of the currently named Scouts BSA, but I was also in what is now called Venturing, which back in the Middle Ages was called Explorer Scouts.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
And out here in Seattle, they used to have an Air Scouts, but I guess they dropped that because, it's probably too expensive for the BIPOC community. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
It's probably too expensive generally.
Well, how much is a plane going for these days if you want your general aviation license, huh?
Well, you can pick up a decent plane for about $20,000.
Oh, yeah. Hey, chump change, right, when you're a billionaire.
No, I mean, if you've got, I'm talking about, a 20-year-old Cessna 150, but, if you've got a bunch of people who are getting together to buy a plane, that's not outrageous.
Well, hey, everybody's got to have their, wealthy side of the tracks to help them do that, even if it only is 20,000. thousand.
Yeah, I get it. So what was the point you wanted to make?
The long view that Martin Luther King suggests, you know, the arc of justice is long, but it bends towards justice or some paraphrase like that. I think what we need to do is prepare for 12 years, not just 4 years, but look at that as, you know, part of the squaring of the circle. I don't know if you knew that John Paul Jones, a local Native American architect, finished up the National Native Museum in Washington, D.C., but he included, or maybe it was the original architect, included the idea of squaring the circle that goes into this arc of justice that Martin Luther King talked about, so that if you look closely at the curves from the outside, look like curves on the building, they are made up of straight, I don't know, like foot-long, maybe 2-foot-long bricks, so that that is sort of like the ups and downs of a long arc that
I've seen it. You know, that museum is one of my favorites in the Smithsonian, the Museum of the Native Americans. It's really worth visiting D.C. for. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, I also recommend the cafeteria there.
Yes.
Even though after COVID they had to cut back on their selection.
Yeah, they've got great Native American foods. You're absolutely right. Also, the African American Museum that my friend Joe Madison worked so hard to bring into being is spectacular in D.C. It's just amazing. Roger, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with your calls. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
From DePere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. TikTok's last chance? President-elect Trump asking the Supreme Court to postpone the congressionally mandated deadline for the social media platform to sell or be banned.
In a friend of the court brief, the president-elect urges the justices to delay the TikTok sale deadline and give him time to, quote, pursue a negotiated resolution that would save the popular app while also addressing national security concerns. Trump's nominee to be Solicitor General, who submitted the filing, says Trump alone possesses the consummate deal-making expertise, the electoral mandate, and the political will to negotiate a resolution to save the platform.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Explosion at a Tyson Foods poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia. A woman sleeping in her truck driver husband's 10-wheel tractor was killed when part of it burned. Several others injured. CBS and his family announced the death from cancer at age 78 of longtime sportscaster Greg Gumbel. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's one of Pete's picks, Wisconsin. Check out the film Conclave. The film tells the story of the cardinals converging on Rome to select the next pope. Ray Fiennes is our access character who manages the whole scene as potential candidates jockey for position to become the next pontiff. Lots of unexpected twists and great storytelling. In addition to Fiennes, the film stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, and Isabella Rossellini. Just under 2 hours, but doesn't feel like it. Check it out. So much TV to watch, so little time. If you're a horror fan, check out TheWrap.com's recent list of the best horror episodic TV shows from 2024, which include AMC's Interview with a Vampire Season 2, Paramount Plus's Last Season of Evil, which The Wrap called an almost perfect show. Walking Dead fans will be thrilled to hear that Rick and Michonne's show, The Ones Who Live, was also on the list, as was a show many horror fans have talked about called What We Do in the Shadows. Check out the full list and watch them all. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Badgers hockey in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hockey, it's the Wisconsin Badgers against Ferris State tonight at Five Serve Forum. It's part of the holiday face-off tournament going on this weekend. The Badgers hope to improve their record of 7-10-1. NFL, the Packers face the Vikings in Minnesota. 3:25 tomorrow, Vikings star wide receiver Justin Jefferson.
Just going against Green Bay, you know, everybody know we hate them and they hate us. The fans know just the whole rivalry in general is something to get juiced up about. So I definitely rank this one high.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game. So we're going into their place, and, you know, we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for. So we're trying to go down there and handle business in the NFC North, which we've dropped a couple games already this year. So we need to go get a win.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy with rain tonight, a few foggy areas as well, a low close to 40. For the afternoon, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky, your Saturday high in the mid-40s. Maybe a shower Sunday once again, highs in the low 40s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
You ever really want to get back at me?
Well, you're claustrophobic. That would really...
Oh, God.
Oh, that would be tough for you.
Oh, the worst.
You would talk like that.
Like this. Absolutely.
Put him in a drum and throw him in the water. He's claustrophobic and he can't swim.
Yeah.
I think we could get anything we wanted out of you.
Anything.
All right, Todd, mental note.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS and on the Civic Media app.
From the Lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Appleton-based comedian John Egan into the studio. Then Chicago comedians Bill Gorgo and Jim McHugh join the show to promote a New Year's Eve extravaganza in Port Washington. Let's light it up.
Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Okay, well, he and his son, John Jr., are manufacturing their own Bitcoin, which is worth a penny and a half. And the whole thing... I'm at a certain age when I'm starting to plan what to do with my money to leave to certain things, and I don't know really what to do or to take this seriously or what. But I'll take my answer off the air.
Bitcoin is not a currency; it is a commodity. It is something that is created by a computer program. And, you know, it takes apparently a few hundred dollars worth of electricity to produce a Bitcoin. And that Bitcoin now is worth $100,000. And so you've got these Bitcoin mining operations going on all over the world, and which is just basically they're just running computers wherever electricity is cheap, and they're producing Bitcoins, and they're getting very, very rich. And it reminds me of the South Sea as I recall, stock thing, or the Dutch tulip bulbs. In the 1700s, Dutch tulip bulbs went through a phase, a year or two, where everybody wanted to have them. They were the investment vehicle. The value, you could buy a house with a handful of Dutch tulip bulbs. I mean, they just exploded in value. And when the moment came, the tail end of, you know, just before the crash, and this is kind of like this. Excuse me, I sneezed. It may come again. It reminds me of the story that Gloria Swanson told me when I was having dinner with her in her apartment in New York City back in the 80s. And she told me about her one-time lover and then the guy who robbed her, but blind, basically, her agent, Joe Kennedy, and how he was one of the few people who made it through the great crash in October of 1929 with all his money intact. And the reason he did it was because he sold everything. He got out of the stock market and just before the crash. And he told her that, and this story, he's obviously told a lot of people this story because you can find it on the internet. When she told me, it was the first time I'd heard the story. He told her that the reason he got out of the market was because the shoeshine boy was giving him stock tips. And he figured if the shoeshine boy is buying into the market, that means that everybody's in the market, which means we're in a frenzy. We're in a, there are words to describe it, and they're escaping me at the moment, but basically a buying frenzy. And it's going to crash. These things don't last. And that's what is going on with Bitcoin right now, in my opinion. So if I owned Bitcoin, and I don't, but if I did, I would be selling it right now. Claudia, Newport, Oregon. Hey, Claudia, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Oh, I've got to bring you back to the start of your show when you were talking about you were talking about diversions from Republicans and the GOP.
Right, the things they'll do so we don't know how they're robbing us, you're talking about.
Oh, exactly. Well, look at the oldest thing, you know, magic tricks that it goes on to, I mean, it's forever. Don't look at their face, look at their hands, don't look at that hand, look at the other hand, blah, blah, blah. So I think in this Trump era, it's more like that. Another thing magicians do is scare you. They want to scare you.
Well, they divert your attention. But the main thing is, you know, watch my right hand while my left hand is, you know, picking your pocket.
But also when they're scaring you, you're not looking at the other thing. So anyway, they're scaring us, but look at what is so boring and so whatever. We're not looking at that's the key. That's what we got to look at. One other thing I just need to mention is the AI threat. Mm. And the AI threat is not like a robot. It's not like your toaster is coming after you. It's behind the scenes in the cloud, okay? People don't realize it's not like movies.
The AI threat right now. I mean, UnitedHealthcare is using, according to the media, is using AI to deny people's claims instead of human
beings.
Exactly.
And that's only one aspect of it, okay? A lot of it, AI also needs all the small nuclear institutions that they're trying to build, okay?
Yeah, it consumes a lot of electricity, just like Bitcoin.
Right.
Claudia, I got to run. Thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV. We'll be back on the other side of the break. I want to get into how did ranked choice voting do? So stick around. We'll be right back with that. And your calls, of course.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, HARTMANN, to 511-511 and receive a free issue.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A chance in becoming a post-Christmas billionaire. The Mega Millions jackpot had grown to $1.22 billion by the time they pulled the numbers Friday night.
Our first number tonight is 55. Up next, you have 7. That's followed by 3. Then we have 37. And finally, 49. Now, for your Mega Ball, your Mega Ball number is... Those winning numbers are 55, 7, 3, 37, 49, and the Mega Ball is 6.
If there's no Friday winner, the jackpot swells to $1.47 billion for the Tuesday draw. Customs and Border Protection announced it seized more than 20,000 counterfeit vehicle inspection stickers that had been shipped from Israel to Philadelphia. We've learned of the death of Warren Upton, oldest living Pearl Harbor survivor and last remaining survivor of the Japanese capsizing of the battleship USS Utah. He was 105. This is ABC News.